Even before the armed standoff at the Oregon Wildlife Refuge ended last week, Utah politicians were pursuing political and legal strategies in the federal lands fight. KOER's Judy Faze has the story.
Many see South Jordan Republican legislator Ken Ivory as the father of the lands transfer movement. He calls last month's death of rancher Lavoie Finicum tragic, but he also sees what happened in Oregon as proof of how frustrated Westerners are about the federal government trampling their rights.
So what's the answer? Well, it's not guns on either side of the question. It's education, legislation, litigation. And we're moving forward on all of those avenues.
Politicians in rural Utah and the state capitol back Ivory's strategy to go to court over the issue, even if it takes more than a decade and $14 million. And new Utah legislation outlines how state leaders plan to manage 30 million acres now controlled by the federal government. Ivory says the idea is spreading, and he's helping that happen through a new national states' rights group, Federalism in Action.
Given the frustration that you see in Oregon and elsewhere, it's time for the states to provide politically productive solutions to this very real frustration.
But Aaron Weiss, spokesman for the Center for Western Priorities, says mainstream Americans and Westerners won't support the cause that Nevada rancher Cliven Bundy and his sons made famous. Weiss calls Bundy's and Ivory's ideas a lands seizure agenda.
The idea that he's pushing is exactly the same as the Bundy family, and it's just as absurd a goal. These lands belong to all American people, and they should continue to belong to all Americans.
Weiss's group is among several that says the constitutionality of federal control of public lands is well established. Judy Faze, KUER News.